Welcome to the Manager Matt podcast show. The show is designed to give you solutions to your day-to-day management and leadership problems. It's hosted by Matthew Haddock, a frontline manager and leader with over 25 years of experience. If you're ready, then let's get on with the show.
Hello and welcome to the Manager Matt podcast show, a weekly show designed to give you, leaders and managers, the tools you need to deliver results. Now, this week's show is all around conflict management. So without any more delay, let's get on with this week's show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Manager Matt podcast show. My name is Matthew Haddock, and you have joined me again to listen to my ramblings of a leader and manager. I'm sure you've joined it for educational purposes and maybe a little bit of comedy, who knows. This week's show is going to be around conflicts and conflict management. Now, we're not talking global conflicts. There's enough of that going on at the minute in the world, and we all know we don't want to get involved in that. It's a little bit too heavy for the show that we're dealing with. But if, like me, you're in a leadership position, and I'm sure you are, or even a management position, or even generally being alive with people, other people. So if you're not living on an island on your own and tuning in every week and you actually deal with people, you'll know that there is conflict around us. There's conflict in what we do. And this week's show, I want to address that as a manager. How do you deal with conflict? And how do we deal with conflict resolution as a manager? Because it is very, very easy to slip away from the fact that we know conflict is going to happen. You know, the definition, I'm assuming, of conflict is two people in the same room and maybe two people in the same town. There's always going to be some conflict. But it's how you deal with it as a leader and as a manager. How do you actually address it? Now, we know what the books say about conflicts, and I'm sure you can easily do a Google search and figure it out. But in my experience, and dealing with leaders and managers and people throughout the years I've done it, people are very, very poor at dealing with conflict. We all love to think it's going to go away. We all love to think that if we just leave it long enough, it'll deal with itself, it'll disappear, they'll come around, and you have these glimmer of hope when someone's had a conflict that, oh, they're okay now, they're getting on. I'm sure I saw them having a coffee together. Oh, that must be it must be fixed. I don't have to do all as a manager. And then it kind of slowly, the embers reignite, and the conflict comes back, and they're basically saying to you, you haven't done it about it, you just left it. Why didn't you address it? Why didn't you do something? So conflict is there. It is going to happen. And there's definitely degrees of conflict. There is, and I've done this in some factories, where there's literally open warfare. And I'm thinking fighting in the car park, that kind of conflict. Very rare. Very, very rare. So if you're a leader and you're worried about, oh my God, am I going to have to separate people scrapping in the car park? It's very unusual. Very rare that happens. It has happened to me and I've dealt with it, but it's not something. And actually, if you think about it, when you get something that's a catastrophic conflict, then it is a lot easier to deal with because, as in with any conflict, you've got to address it. You've got to get involved and get it sorted. If some two people are rolling around in the car park having a full-on blown fight, then you've got to get involved. You can't steer that away. You can't ignore that. That's not something that's just going to disappear under the carpet. That's something that needs dealing with, and you'll have to get involved. And those conflicts can be much easier because you can see straight away, that's what you've got to do. I need to get involved. I need to get it sorted. Other conflicts are quite small, or like I say, small embers that slowly burn and slowly turn, and before you know it, it's a whole blaze, a complete fire that spreads throughout the business or throughout the office or throughout the unit, and those embers can really get going, and a small tiny conflict, as you think, can become a very, very big issue at the end. And of course, there is all the idea as a leader and manager that you've got a duty of care for the people inside your business. So if you're not dealing with conflicts and they're starting as small embers with the odd remark being made or comment or snide look, if you don't deal with them and then somebody does feel that you've not dealt with them and you've left them in harm's way and maybe exposed them to some stress or mental anguish, you're going to be the one who's going to have to face into that. And you're going to be the one who's going to have to deal with the consequences of not dealing with the conflict. So let's have a look at conflict. How do we get to a conflict management situation? Well, if there is a conflict, and you can see it openly, sometimes there's an open conflict that either in a meeting or in a forum or in a workplace where two individuals, definitely more than two, some maybe, start and you can feel a conflict. Humans are brilliant at picking things up. We're really good at reading the situation. We might not think we are, but as being social animals for a million year or so, you know how to read it. And you know when you can feel it. You can even feel it in a tension in the air before a meeting. And I've seen some conflicts when they've kicked off in certain situations. And when you've come away from it, the person said, oh, I knew that was going to happen. I got a feeling that that's what they were going to say. I knew they were going to really go at us there. And you're like, wow, yeah, if you could see that, then, well, you know, we are, you know, reading it right. And how do we, you know, how do we see that before it happens? So let's go through some the 5 points that you need to be looking at around conflicts. As I said at the beginning, you can't ignore conflict. You might leave some and see how it goes. It may be a really unusual, out of character thing that you think, maybe. But really, 9 out of 10 times, you want to address the conflict. The first thing you need to do is address the conflict. Don't bury your head. Don't hide away from it. Don't kind of think it'll go away. You need, as a manager, to do something. Because if you let that one slide, and others say, and others do something, you're a shadow you cast will mean that you're a person who just lets things go. So first thing, address the conflict. Don't hide from it. Do not walk away. If it happens straight away and it's inappropriate, you need to address it straight away. If somebody says something that is inappropriate and whatever on whatever grounds, you need to say something straight away. It is tough to do that. Not saying it's easy, but you must say something. And you don't have to say it in front of the person. If you think it's inappropriate, you can say, well, can I just have a word with you? Let's just stop the conversation there. I need to have a conversation with you. Come over here. If it's in a conflict situation in a meeting and you think it's gone too far, there's nothing wrong with saying, like, we're going to stop now. I think that we all need to take a breather and leave the room. So let's just have 10 minutes. Let's walk away. Let's have a little cool down. Then let's come back together. Further from that, when you address the conflict, you obviously make it better. You get an idea of scanning it and assessing the issue. Sometimes people say, take a higher view of what's happened. If it's a conflict between you and a person, if you're not getting what you need or you feel that person's not doing a certain act, if you're one of your directs, elevate up. See what the person's doing. And then how are you going to address it? How are you going to move that forward? And that is, of course, the next stage is clarify the issue, which is causing the conflict. And that's sitting down with the individual that you've had the issue with and using the feedback model. When you do this, this causes me to feel and see you doing this behaviour. That's something I don't think you should be doing. When you've been not professional at work and doing this, this means I have some problems and we need to do something different. So you're clarifying the issue with the person that's causing the conflict. And that might take a bit of getting to. The first thing that they think is the issue might not be the issue. So you'll have to go make sure that you're clarifying that conflict situation with the individual. Can be difficult, but remember, you're the manager. You can't let these things lie. You've got to deal with it. And sometimes you have to deal with that issue across a number of people, especially if it's a culture and systemically going in there. You need to clarify the issue from your point of view and also listen to theirs. If it causes more than two parties, a third thing is to bring the individual parties together to talk it through. Something that does take time. Get them into the room and maybe clear the air, get things, you know, grueling. Don't be the, right, that's it, everyone, get on with it. I'm not having that load of rubbish. You're not a school teacher. You're a professional manager. You need to be talking through, these are the issues I've seen between you two or between the group. This cannot continue. This behaviour is not acceptable. I am the leader, therefore I expect these levels of professionalism, this level of getting things done. You would be there and you would make sure that was happening. So you bring the individuals together, you talk it through, and then you identify a solution. Managers are great at solving problems, and you're going to have to come out of that and say, right, we're going to identify a solution that's going to make this place better. We're going to drive this forward. And that's working with the parties, identifying the solution that is best for all. Look out for pitfalls, look out for people playing games at this point when they try to get a solution. But you're going to be getting a solution that says, we have decided, or you have decided, that this behaviour is not correct. So if it's a meeting and you get a couple of people who are ambushing another person in that meeting, setting him up to fail, you're going to address that conflict. You're going to clarify the cause with those individuals. You're going to get them together and say, that's not how it works. Then you're going to say, what is the solution? What are we going to do in the next meeting? And you're going to get them signing up to say that they're going to do something different. And then you're going to monitor and follow it up. You're going to follow up with them people. If it's a meeting, you're going to sit back and listen and see if those people repeat those things. You're going to, if it's an interaction with a customer, you're going to maybe sit on some of those conference calls, you're going to sit on some of those sales calls, make sure that individual, if it's the way that they're acting in the office, how they're doing it. If it's inappropriateness, which goes past that, then obviously it's more of a professional issue. If this conflict is around any of those protective characteristics, then you are going to have to make sure you're doing it much more formally. These are for conflicts within work. Normally, when you get conflicts in work, it's because people really care. It's because they've got a passion for what they do. And there's a misunderstanding about other people's passions in that same team. I've heard it before. Well, I just care so much about this business. I want to get it right. But X in the procurement don't care. X in the sales team, they don't care. Or engineers don't give a whatever. They don't really care about it like I do. And you can see that in the way that people come across. And when you actually boil it down and you do that clarifying the issue with them and get them together, you do realise that they are actually on the same team. They might be playing slightly different games, but they're on the same team, and it's getting them to have the identify that solution, as I've said, to make sure that at the end they're doing the right things and make sure the business is being successful. And as always on these shows, I always talk about success and getting success. So let me just recap the actions. Don't avoid conflict. Do not walk away. Address straight away. So address the conflict is the first one, whatever you do. Second point, clarify the causes of that conflict. Work around with those people. Don't let it lie too long. Clarify. Bring the individual parties together and talk through what has happened. From your point of view as a manager and the leader, you need to do that to those individuals because you have to give them the direction. That's your job. Then you've got to identify a solution with those guys to get their buy-in, get them committed to that identified solution and agree that that's the way forward. And then you monitor and follow up. Those are the 5 points around conflict management. Well, I do hope you enjoyed that. As ever, I'm looking for feedback and new ideas on what we can do with the show. So send them to managermattpodcast@gmail.com. Would love to engage on new and old topics. Really would love some more shares, some more likes and some more comments on wherever you get your podcast for. It's easy to do, whatever you're doing. Just take the second when you've finished listening to this. And I know there's people listening because I've seen the stats. Just click on like, click on share. Share it with one person. Let them listen to it. Let them enjoy it and send me the feedback. Well, that's it for Manager Matt this week. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening to this Manager Matt podcast. We hope you found it interesting, helpful and actionable. One last thing, please leave a quick review on iTunes or with your podcast provider as it helps to spread the word of Manager Matt. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe to the podcast, and if you did like anything in particular, send an email to managermattpodcast@gmail.com or visit managermatt.co.uk for more content. Feedback is a gift, so let's keep giving. See you next week.